the What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
Now, it's been over 3 months since Britain voted to exit the European Union, but since then, the picture of post-Brexit Britain is still very, very blurry. Now, nowhere is this confusion felt more than in Ireland, where one of the many implications of Brexit is on the future of the border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. At the weekend, protesters turned out along the border in a day of action, highlighting the impact of the return of a hard border to the island itself. On the phone with me from Border Communities Against Brexit is Fermanagh spokesperson Father Joe McVeigh. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Anthony.
So what exactly is Border Communities Against Brexit?
Well, it's a group of concerned people from across the spectrum, across the border from Fermanagh and across Cavan and different areas along the border, who are concerned about our future. And we're concerned about any return to a hard border, as it's called. We had enough experience of a hard border since 1968-70, you might say, right down to the Good Friday Agreement. And we thought when the Good Friday Agreement was signed, we felt we were in a whole new situation in Ireland with free movement north and south and facilities for trading and all that.
Yeah, and I suppose the border crossings, the impact of that can't be overstated, especially for people who may not have grown up with the memories of border control. How many kind of border points or cross points are there along the border between the north and south?
Oh, I understand there are about 300 or 400 roads.
Okay,
we highlighted the issue at six points along the border, from Newry right across to Derry last Saturday. There were demonstrations at all those six points, and hundreds of people turned up.
And what was the kind of what was the impression that people had from that day of action then?
Well, there's a determination. You could sense that determination by all those present that there is no going back to the hard border, that that's not acceptable, and that we are going to continue to campaign, and we're going to ask the Dublin government to ensure that there's no going back.
Now, so as we said at the beginning of this interview, you know, a lot of what's coming out of Brexit is still unknown. Have you been consulted by policymakers in the community itself, being so close to the border?
Oh, no, absolutely not. No, we're more just responding to the result and to the recent statements of the British government, especially Mrs. May, when she said that she would foresee a hard Brexit. We are responding to that, and we haven't been consulted by anybody as yet anyway.
Okay, and has there been any kind of governmental economic reports into the effect that a future border might have?
Oh, there have been some reports from groups north and south about the detrimental effects to business. I mean, there was talk the other day that the agri-food industry would suffer greatly, that there could be a loss of up to 7,000 jobs in that business alone. Then there's the whole thing about the sterling rate. You know, it has gone way down, and that causes real problems for the exchange rates for traders along the border and for exports, you know, from the south to England. That's causing real concern.
Yeah, and I suppose looking kind of at the legal implications of reinstating a border, it will go against the Good Friday Agreement, I believe. Is that something that your group might look at, a kind of legal challenge to a hard border being reinstated?
Yeah, we certainly will be looking at that, and a group of cross-party activists have already brought the matter to the High Court. It's still being processed, I understand, because their argument is that the Good Friday Agreement changed the whole relationship between Ireland and Britain, and certainly between Northern Ireland and Britain, and therefore, it is now a totally different situation. What was decided in Britain cannot automatically apply in the north, in the six counties, since the Good Friday Agreement. And of course, the majority in the six counties in Northern Ireland voted to remain in Europe, just as the Scottish did.
Now, I don't know if you saw this morning, but the Guardian are reporting the Northern Irish Secretary James Brokenshire is looking at the possibility of Irish ports and airports hosting Britain's border for people kind of entering the island of Britain. Is that a viable option or a viable alternative to hard border within the island of Ireland, do you think?
Well, I don't think that they'll stop at that, you know. And anyway, the border, this future will be determined in Europe, really, not by Mr. Brokenshire. The future of the border will be determined in Europe, so we need to get an assurance from the European Parliament that the North will be treated as a special case.
And I suppose apart from the legal actions, perhaps, are there any kind of further protests planned by your group?
Well, we're going to be part of, we hope to be part of the forum that the Taoiseach in Dublin is setting up to make the voices heard, make our voices heard there. We also will be having further rallies and demonstrations to highlight the situation.
Perfect. Listen, thanks very much for taking the call, Father, and we'll see how it all unfolds, I guess.
Thanks very much. Bye.
Now, I will point out at this point that we did contact the Northern Ireland office to see if they wanted to add anything to this piece. Now, they did say they would get back to us, but for time reasons, it may not be possible this week. So we will read out what they say and get back to you on that next week on next week's show.
Download, follow and review our best bits. Find our podcasts on Audioboom, iTunes,
Google Play Music
and more.